Sudbury Court heard from a witness on March 27 who spent the night of the fire at the home of Liam Stinson, the man accused of ordering the firebombing of a home that resulted in the deaths of three people in April 2021. The witness, whose name and identifying details are covered by a publication ban, testified they saw plastic bottles filled with gasoline, and heard the accused, Liam Stinson, order the men to firebomb a home. About 20 minutes after the men left, the witness testified Stinson looked at his phone and announced, "It's done." Further, the witness testified Stinson had a big smile on his face when he said it. Stinson is currently on trial in Sudbury for his alleged role in the April 11, 2021, fire that killed three people, Jamie Lynn Rose, Guy Henry and Jasmine Summers, and severely injured another. Stinson is facing an arson charge, as well as three counts of first-degree murder. The witness testified he was out with a friend when the friend asked if the witness wanted to go for a few drinks at a party. The party was at Stinson's home. The witness had met Stinson a few weeks before the fire. He said there were several people at the home for the party. The witness testified he had a few beers and consumed approximately a half to 1 gram of powdered cocaine. The witness testified that at the time, this was not an unusual amount for him. The witness said, "I was standing there and some guys like, 'Let's get this party started,' and he threw a Gatorade bottle on the counter." The witness said he got excited, thinking it was moonshine. The witness said he tried to take a drink, but others pulled him back, warning the large plastic bottle was filled with gasoline. The witness testified Stinson took out a scale and measured out three portions of what he said was fentanyl. An equal portion for each of three men was measured out, the witness said. "I heard Liam talking to them, saying, 'Go firebombs the guy's place,' and I didn't know who he's talking about or where," the witness said. The three men left with bottles filled with what he testified was gasoline. At one point, the witness said they and Stinson then left to get cigarettes at the Circle K on King Street. When they returned to Stinson's home just before 5 a.m., the witness testified there was thick smoke and 10 to 15 fire trucks and police cars. "The whole street was lit up. I was pretty scared, it was serious." The witness testified they drove back to Stinson's home. The witness said they woke the friend who had originally accompanied them to the party, and the two left in a hurry. During cross-examination by Stinson's lawyer, Joseph Wilkinson attempted to pick apart the witness's testimony, citing differences in language between the witness's early statements to police and the story the witness testified to in court. Though the language was different, and additional details had been added as part of the testimony, the witness said that was because they were initially too scared, and only giving the details they thought were necessary to help police with the investigation. When the witness first learned of the deaths from the fire, they sent a friend to police to offer details of the night, rather than do so themselves, again, out of fear of reprisal. At one point, increasingly frustrated by the defense, the witness spoke forcefully. "I was at a party, and this guy sent these guys to firebomb a house or multiple houses, whatever, and a bunch of people died," said the witness. "I was scared, I didn't want to be here," they said, gesturing to the witness stand. "I don't want to be here. I was trying to avoid where I am right now." Court will resume March 28 with further Crown witnesses. Jenny LaMoth is a reporter with Sudbury.com.